Hey, sweetie, why the long face? A school assignment? Well, what class is it? Huh, you usually don't have any problem with health class. What's the assignment? Oh, goodness. Things certainly have changed since I was in school. I guess that makes sense, though. You boys should learn how to put on a condom before you need it. So, your teacher told you to put one on at home. What's the problem? Oh, the condoms she sent home don't fit. Don't worry, sweetie. We can work with this. Your father has the same problem. Regular condoms don't work for him either. I have just the solution. Your dad has some special condoms in the bedroom that will probably fit you just right. Ah, here we are. Now, just don't tell your dad I showed you these, okay? He's a little sensitive about his size problem. Now, let's do this together. I'll show you how it's done. Drop your pants, sweetie. Don't be embarrassed. I told you, men come in all shapes and sizes. Here, let me do this. I'll just pull down these shorts, and now your underwear. Oh, my sweet Lord. Honey, I'm afraid your dad's condoms definitely aren't going to fit you either. Well, see, his problem is that his penis is smaller than average. And well, you don't have a problem at all, sweetie. You have a gift. What do I mean? I mean, well, you must have noticed by now. Your cock is fucking huge. Sorry, I mean, your penis is unusually long and thick. You must have seen that the boys in the locker room aren't all swinging equipment like this around, honey. Oh my God. I just realized. Is this why all your friends call you horse? It makes so much sense now. Here, sweetie, do you mind if I just. Can I take a look at it? I'd just like to check it out, to make sure there's nothing wrong, functionally. I would think there might be some complications with an endowment of this caliber. It's magnificent, darling. I see the balls are proportional. You must come buckets, sweetie. I mean, your oversized testicles must have a substantial seminal output. Oh, it just twitched. So you like seeing me kneeling down in front of you like this, holding your massive penis in my dainty little hands, feeling my wedding ring on your huge cock. Oh, you liked that. Does it turn you on that I'm your father's wife? That I'm not supposed to be touching any man besides him? We shouldn't make fun of your dad, sweetie. It's not his fault his little prick doesn't hold a candle to yours. Have you ever seen him naked? It's pretty unimpressive. I'm not surprised he's always avoided being near you when your bodies might be compared. I mean, he's going bald, you've got a thick head of hair. He's got a pot belly and you've got these rock hard abs. He's got those weak little arms and you've got such powerful muscles. And he's about 10 inches shorter than you. In more ways than one, if you know what I mean. No, seriously. He comes out to about here. That is when he's hard. When it's soft, you can barely see it. It practically sucks back inside. I should measure you guys. I bet this fucking horse cock is pretty close to a foot longer than his little worm. It's really sexy, you know that? I would have thought a cock this big would look weird, but it's just so perfect. It's a little scary, but mostly it's incredibly arousing. Maybe because it's not just long and skinny, it's so fucking thick. I mean, look at this. I can't even get my hand all the way around it. And I have long fingers for a woman. Your dad is like What, I don't know, a roll of pennies? I guess when you think about it, it kind of is his fault. If he could have gotten me pregnant, we wouldn't have adopted a boy with so much more to offer than he has. Do you think he knows how big your dick is? I bet he's heard them call you horse, too. And what were we all cheering at that one game where you scored all those goals? Big Daddy D, that's right. The whole crowd, parents, teachers, classmates, we may just as well have been screaming, "He's got the biggest dick." Big Daddy. I mean, I'll call you Daddy if you want. Do you want to be my daddy? Is it weird that mommy thinks you're the real daddy in the house? You know, we don't even use those condoms, right? He can't get me pregnant. He doesn't have huge balls with fucking gallons of potent sperm just throbbing to give mommy a baby. Do you mind if I take my shirt off, sweetie? This is gonna get a little messy. You're not the only member of this family with something to show off, huh? I know. Your dad thinks they're too big. Maybe I should get a reduction. I just like the attention I get when I decide to flaunt them. It's a pretty good match, huh? The biggest tits and the biggest dick. Your dad begged me to give him a tit job once. He just got lost in there. He couldn't do anything. I've never let him do it again. But when a man is built like you, will you let me wrap these big tits around your cock, Daddy? Just as I thought. A perfect fit. I can still suck on the head while I slide my tits up and down your shaft. Oh shit. Oh shit. He's gonna be home soon. Oh fuck. Your assignment. I almost forgot. What if we wrap it up in a big plastic bag or something? So all the boys in your class are supposed to take a picture of their dick in a condom and send it to your teacher? Oh, really? She kept you after class and told you this was an extra credit assignment just for you. Who is this teacher? Isn't that coach's wife? Sweetie, I think your teacher might have heard about how special you are, and she just wanted a picture of your cock to masturbate with. I don't think this is an official assignment. Still, it's not a bad idea to find you some condoms that will fit. You're going to be fucking a lot of fertile pussy with this big, beautiful cock of yours. Let's have another lesson tomorrow when my husband is at work. I think we're just getting started, Daddy.